Hey KidsPod listeners! Did you know that the creator of KidsPod, Amy Chan, is also a children's book author? Her latest book, The Happy Mask, is all about what it's like to be a kid living in a world surrounded by masks. It's a really gentle book that's great to read with your parents, friends, and teachers. You can find out all about The Happy Mask and other books by Amy Chan at amychan.com. Or you can order all her books from your local bookstore. And don't forget, books make fun presents for your cousins, siblings, and friends. From all of us here at KidsPod, thank you.
Hey KidsPod listeners, this is Amy Chan, creator of KidsPod. This is a special KidsPod Rewind episode where we listen to a past interview from the KidsPod archives. I hope you enjoy.
KidsPod.
Welcome to KidsPod, a podcast where kids get to ask adults the questions they really want to know. Nothing is too rude to ask. You send in the questions and our adults will give kids the answers they want to hear. We are so excited to have Stephanie Alexander as our special guest today on KidsPod. You might know her name because she's the creator of the Kitchen Garden program that runs in lots of Australian schools. But did you know she is also a legend of the Australia food and restaurant industry? Her most famous cookbook, The Cook's Companion, has sold 500,000 copies and is now also an app. We are honoured and very lucky to have this Officer of the Order of Australia join us on KidsPod.
Hello, this is Stephanie Alexander, and I am delighted to be able to answer your questions. My love of food came from my mum, who was a great cook and a curious cook. She loved to try new things. Dinner time was always delicious and exciting. I learnt that providing good food to others made you very popular. It was also very interesting learning how to cook new things. I trained to be a librarian before I became a professional cook, and I spent 6 years as a school librarian. Then I spent around 25 to 30 years associated with restaurants. For 21 years, I owned Stephanie's Restaurant in Hawthorne. I published my first book in 1985, and I have written about 15 books since. Now let's get to your questions.
My name is Abby, and I'm 11 years old. My question is, what gave you the ideas to write your books?
Why do I write books? And I've had to think about that, and I think it's because I want to pass on what I've learned to other interested cooks.
Hi, my name is Sophie and I'm 8 years old. I'd like to know how many schools have the Stephanie Alexander program now.
Well, at the moment there's about 1,000, probably more than that. And some of them are early learning centres.
I'd like to know what made you think of the Stephanie Alexander program.
Well, it's because I believe that the best way to learn how to know all about good food is to get your hands dirty, to get into the garden and into the kitchen, and then to have the pleasure of sitting around a table and enjoying what you've made with your friends.
I would like to know if you have chickens at your house.
No way. There's no room in my garden for chickens, and I also live very close to the river, and there are a lot of foxes, so it would not be a good idea.
Hi, my name is Harry, and I am 10 years old. My question is, how many schools have you been to for Stephanie Alexander Kitchen Garden?
I'm afraid I have never counted, but I would guess at least 100.
Do you have a big garden?
Do I have a big garden? I have a medium-sized garden. It is very lovely with lots of grasses, and I look over the gum trees beside the Yarra River, so I feel that I'm living in a very big garden.
What's your favourite food to cook?
My favourite food to cook. No, I do not have a favourite food. I love everything that's fresh and good quality. And it varies a lot. Last night we had vegetables with scallops. The night before, lamb cutlets with broccolini and salad. And tonight I haven't made up mine. Probably fish.
Nom 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 nom.
Hi, my name is Alexis and I'm 7 years old. What's the weirdest food you've ever cooked?
Well, I think that would probably be garden snails. And that was a long time ago. But we gathered the snails, we starved them, and then we cooked them with garlic and butter, and they were delicious.
What do you do when you're not cooking?
What do I do when I'm not cooking? I think mostly I'd say reading, and I do watch some movies on the television.
Kids Pod was created by Amy Chan, intro by Nikki Strass, cover art by Glenn Strass.
Special thanks to Stephanie Alexander, Abby, Sophie, Harry, and Alexis.
To send us your questions for future episodes, contact us at amychan.com. We also ask that you please subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes of Kids Pod. And to help other people find us and spread the word, we would love it if you would give Kids Pod a 5-star rating and share our link with your friends. This is Isabella Fraser. Thanks for listening.
If you would like to support Kids Pod to allow us to make even more episodes, you can make a one-off donation for as low as $5 at ko-fi.com/kidspod. That's ko-fi.com/kidspod. There's no obligation, and Kids Pod will continue to remain free for all. But we want to keep Kids Pod going strong well into the future, so we really appreciate any support you can give. From all of us at Kids Pod, thank you.